بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected listeners, brothers, sisters, elders, young ones, Alhamdulillah, ثم Alhamdulillah. It is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is giving us an opportunity again to speak about some aspect of deen, especially pertaining to our islah, our reformation of our hearts. And last week we discussed or we spoke about the coming of Ramadan, the great auspicious guest that we are all waiting for, and how we should maximize our time in the month of Ramadan in deriving from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned last week that this week we'll be continuing inshallah on other aspects pertaining to Ramadan, to make our Ramadan beautiful, to make our Ramadan such a Ramadan that becomes a turning point in our life in becoming the friends of Allah. My dear listeners, may Allah Ta'ala make me, make all of you, make all of us His true awliya, al-kamilin, al-siddiqeen. These beautiful occasions, despite our weaknesses, despite the conditions the ummah is facing right now, Allah is still granting us the opportunities like Ramadan. If Allah wished, Allah could have taken it away from us. Allah is so kind, Allah is so kind, Allah is so kind, that Allah is still giving us these opportunities to make amends, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us life and barakah in our life. Allah give us afiyat and sihat, good health, to enjoy our Ramadan, and let it be a most spiritual, rejuvenated Ramadan, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and I alluded to this, or I spoke briefly about this hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala last week, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba on the last day of Shaaban, and he mentioned to them that قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ, that a very great month, blessed month is now coming over you. And he mentioned the virtue of Ramadan, in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. And then in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted us to keep our tongues engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in abundance during the month of Ramadan, and also istighfar in abundance, and asking Allah to give us entry into Jannat, and asking Allah protection from the fire of Jahannam. Today we discuss inshallah another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that my ummah has been given 5 qualities or specialities, 5 things that no other ummah or nation was given this before. أُعْطِيَتْ أُمَّتِي 5 خِصَالٍ فِي رَمَضَانٍ لَمْ تُعْتَهُنَّ أُمَّةٌ قَبْلَهُمْ. So pertaining to Ramadan, this ummah has been given these 5 specialities. What are these five favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The very first one mentioned, خُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. The smell, the odor of a fasting person's mouth is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is more sweeter to Allah ta'ala than the fragrant smell of musk perfume. Subhanallah. We know when a person is fasting, that many times there is a bit of odor that comes out from his mouth. And that is because he is fasting. His stomach is hungry, so this gives off some type of odor. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this smell of this fasting person's mouth, it is more dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than even the fragrant smell of musk for us. It is more sweeter to Allah. The word is mentioned, atyab. Why is this? Ulama have explained that this is to show the bond, the ta'alluq between Allah and the fasting person. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the sa'im, the fasting person, that even though this odor is emanating from his mouth, but it is regarded favorably by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting this fasting person a special closeness, a special bond, a special proximity to him. Then the hadith mentions that وَتَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُمُ الْحِيطَانُ حَتَّى يُفْتِرُ. The fish in the ocean make istighfar on behalf of the fasting person till he breaks his fast. Imagine the fish in the sea, not one fish, the billions of fish in the oceans, the multitude of fish. We know this species, the fish, is just not a small species. There are multitudes of them in the fish, in the oceans. Can we imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I this blessing and this favor despite our wrongs and weaknesses? Allah has deputed these fish in the sea to make istighfar on our behalf. Yes, they make this dua to Allah. Oh Allah, forgive this fasting person. Subhanallah. My respected brothers and elders, what else do we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can we just imagine and ponder and reflect? Look at the vast mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is creating all these opportunities for who? For who? For you and I. Then, وَيُزَيِّنُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ جَنَّتَهُ. Every single day in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorates and adorns Jannat. Each day is becoming more and more adorned and decorated. And we know Jannat is so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, that no person can even understand and fathom how beautiful Jannat is. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رُؤَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eyes have seen. The ears have not really heard what Jannat is all about and how beautiful it is. Yes, Rasulullah has mentioned to us many ahadith, just to give us some type of understanding. But even the thought has not crossed the person's mind, explaining to him and giving him that imagination of what really Jannat is all about. And here, Allah is adorning Jannat every day for the fasting person. Then the hadith of Rasulullah mentions that يُوشِكُ عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ أَن يُلْقُوا عَنْهُمْ الْمَؤُونَةَ وَيَصِيرُ إِلَيْكَ. That soon the time will come when my pious servants shall cast aside the great trials of this world and they will come to Jannat. وَيَصِيرُونَ إِلَيْكَ. Allah addresses Jannat that my bandas will come to you. May Allah grant it to all of us. The fourth favor is that the shayateen are chained in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fastens, Allah fetters, Allah chains the shayateen. Why? Because now what will happen is the evil will become decreased. There won't be any influence of shaitan in the month of Ramadan. So when there is no real influence of shaitan, then it becomes more easier for the person to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, if the shayateen were not chained, can we imagine then how much more challenging it would be and daunting then to really obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But Allah out of His kindness, Allah out of His mercy, Allah chains all these shayateen. Yes, the nafs of the person, the egos, the whims, the fancies, the carnal desires, that is still alive within the person. And hence, I mentioned last week also, Ramadan is the training ground to tame our nafs, to control our nafs, to resist temptations of the nafs. We have to now make the nafs our slaves. We are the masters. Do not become the slave of the nafs. So in the month of Ramadan, we abstain from eating and drinking and carnal desires even during the day. That which was normally fulfilling our desires with our wives, which is normally permissible. But in the month of Ramadan, when the person is fasting, during the fasting hours, he abstains from these halal pleasures also. Why? Solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is actually training his nafs to stay away from all haram. When he is abstaining from halal, it becomes easy then even to abstain from haram. And so the black stains that appear on the heart, which has now engulfed his heart, will slowly disappear. The person is becoming pious. He's becoming righteous. He's turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, I will remind you of what I mentioned in the beginning and last week, that we will recite in abundance, this has been taught to us by Rasulullah s.a.w., the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. We're negating all those things which we term as ghayrullah, besides Allah. We are polishing our heart. We are scrubbing our heart. So all these black stains, the black dot that has appeared in the heart of sins will now be removed. It will be obliterated. It will be wiped out. And Rasulullah said, make abundant istighfar. So imagine, two powerful things Rasulullah has given us to cleanse and purify our hearts. Respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, little ones at home, let us understand, ponder, reflect again. Again, I'm emphasizing on this point. May Allah grant it to me. May Allah grant it to all of you that this Ramadan becomes the best Ramadan of our lives. It will happen with fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to be serious. Allah wants us to show that firm determination within us. Allah is too kind. Allah is too kind. Allah is too merciful. Allah will grant it to us as long as we are loyal, we are genuine, we are sincere. So kalima tayyiba and istighfar and seeking Allah's forgiveness, making a lot of tawbah. Then the final favor mentioned in this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the fasting people or the believers in the month of Ramadan, in the last night, وَيُغْفَرُ لَهُمْ في آخر ليلة. On the last night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives every person. And this is not referring to Laylatul Qadr. This is actually the last night of Ramadan. Rasul mentioned, Al-amil innama yuwaffa ajruhu idha qada amalahu. And a worker completes his work, finishes his job, then he gets his pay. He gets his salary. It is as though Allah is giving us a pay. Allah is giving us a salary for the work we did. What work? In the month of Ramadan, we fasted. We fasted correctly. We did our tarawih, our dhikr, our tilawat, tawbah, istighfar. So in the end, Allah Ta'ala forgives us completely. What great favors Allah Ta'ala has given you and I, this ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the hadith of Ubadah bin Samit, radiallahu ta'ala, which is mentioned, فَيُنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةَ Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sends His special mercies in the month of Ramadan. And وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا Allah forgives sins. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الدُّعَاءِ Allah answers our dua. Allah answers our supplication. Allahu Akbar. Then it is mentioned, يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ وَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَتَهُ. Allah watches, Allah observes, Allah looks at our competing with one another in doing righteous deeds, pious deeds, in doing Allah's ta'at, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sees the enthusiasm we have, the zeal that we have, the manner in which we are reading abundant tilawat of the Quran, how beautifully we are fasting, we're not moaning and groaning and complaining of hunger and waiting for iftar time to come, but we're enjoying that roza, and we're enjoying that taraweeh salah, that extra nafil that we have to read in the month of Ramadan, 20 rakats, and for the men to read with jama'ah. So we are making that extra sacrifice. And remember, Rasulullah mentioned the month of Ramadan is شهر الصبر. If we understand this, inshallah, Ramadan will become easy for us. We will feel hungry, make sabr. We will have to wake up early hours for sari, make sabr. We have to refrain from sins, we have to make sabr. Taraweeh salah, make sabr. Anger, we got to make sabr. So this is the month of sabr. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the manner in which we are exercising the sabr. We are refraining from haram. We are persevering on doing, and we are steadfast on doing the ta'at of Allah, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are resisting and we are refraining from all type of sins. So Allah looks at our tanafus. Tanafus means to vie with one another, to compete with one another. Person is reading so much of Quran, we do it with ikhlas, but we try to outdo our brother, our sister, our child at home, our father. So we want to read more tilawat. We want to engage more in more tasbihat. So I want my sawab to be more. I want to compete with my Muslim brother, my Muslim sister, or my family member. I want to gain more from Allah Ta'ala's treasures. He is also gaining from Allah's treasures. I'm also gaining, but I want to beat him. I want to get more of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah looks at this tanafus. And Allah then boasts to the angels that look at my banda. Look at how they are reading taraweeh salah. How they are engaged in tilawat of the Quran. The entire day, they have controlled their tongues. They've controlled their limbs. They've controlled their eyes from haram. My respected listeners, Rasulullah then mentioned in that hadith, after explaining that Allah's mercies come down in the month of Ramadan, Allah forgives, Allah answers our du'as, Allah looks at our tanafus, how we competing with one another in gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in doing ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in excelling in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu, the Rasulullah says, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِي رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَ. The most wretched person is that person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah has mentioned, فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us show Allah ta'ala from within ourselves the zeal that we have, the enthusiasm to please Allah, to gain from His treasures. Let it not be that we lag behind and we deprive ourselves of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is coming down in torrents. If this happens, Allah forbid, then we are regarded as shaqi, the most unfortunate one, the most wretched one, the most miserable one, the most unlucky one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the sa'id, from the su'ada, the ones who are lucky. In the month of Ramadan, we all know the sehri and iftar. And iftar is something that we all look forward to. Rasulullah mentioned, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. For the fasting person, there are two occasions of joy and happiness. What is the time of iftar? The entire day he kept roza, he's hungry. Obviously now, he will look forward to opening his fast. He'll open his fast, he'll have his date, he'll have his water, whatever food he's going to eat. It will bring some type of joy to him. And more than that, is the joy and ecstasy that he will experience when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when he sees the happiness or the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him, and he will see his rewards for fasting. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. In the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says that I will give the reward of the fasting person myself. Subhanallah. At the time of iftar, whilst we will be making our preparations for iftar, especially our women folk, my humble appeal to each and every one of us, especially our women folk, try and finish all your iftar preparations in advance. In other words, the last few minutes before iftar, engage totally in dua, supplication. Our brothers also, engage in sincere dua. Stop all other work. Now it's a time when Allah is answering your dua. So at that time, we should not delay. We should not procrastinate. We should not waste our beautiful moments of time for dua to be answered. Hadith of Rasulullah mentioned, ثَلَاثٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ. Three people's dua is not rejected. Among the three people, Rasulullah mentioned, الصَّائِمُ حَتَّى يُفْتِرْ. A rozdar, person who is fasting, a saim, until he breaks his fast. And it's mentioned that at the time of iftar, his dua is answered. His dua is answered. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء أن تغفر لي. Oh Allah, I ask you with your mercies that are so vast, that encompass everything. Allah's mercies encompass everything. Oh Allah, I'm asking you through that mercy, أن تغفر لي, that you forgive me. And if you make it plural, أن تغفر لنا, that you forgive all of us. Try and learn this dua. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali also has mentioned in his Fazail Ramadan, Allahumma inni, O Allah, verily I, O Allahumma inna, if you say verily we, then you have to say nas'aluka, we ask you, in the plural form. Or singular, Allahumma inni as'aluka, O Allah, I am asking you, bi rahmatika, with that mercy of yours, allati wasi'at kulla shay, which encompasses everything. What am I asking you, O Allah? أن تغفر لي, that oh Allah, you forgive me. Also it is mentioned, يا واسع الفضل. Some kitabs, يا واسع المغفرة. Oh, one whose fadl, grace, favors, mercy is so vast, اغفر لي, forgive me. Then of course a dua at the time of iftar, اللهم لك صمت, oh Allah, I fasted for you. وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ, I have brought iman in you, or I bring iman in you. وَعَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْتُ, and I affirm tawakkul, trust upon you. وَعَلَى رِزْقِكَ أَفْتَرْتُ, Wallah, on your provision that you have given me, I am opening my fast. Then when you open your fast, you took the sip of water, you eat in the kadur, read the following dua, which many people are negligent, because you are so busy eating, you forget. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. That the thirst has now has become satiated. The veins of my body is feeling quenched. It has become moist. And my reward has been fixed. InshaAllah. InshaAllah, these du'as, we will be mentioning it, and we will send out the message, InshaAllah, on the group. And many, many people, inshallah, will be taking out all these masnoon du'as that we could read, or many other du'as that we could read at the time of iftar. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to spend our iftar time in the best way, and that is, I mentioned, in engage in du'a. And when we make du'a for our akhirat, then of course make du'a for our dunya, and include in our du'a the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Include in our du'a the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I make this humble request, this humble appeal, inshallah, for those who Allah give the tawfiq, inshallah, remember me also in your dua at that time. Then we have Sehri. Hafiz Ibn Hajar, rahmatullahi alayhi, was the great alim, scholar of his time, who wrote the commentary of Bukhari Sharif in his Fathul Bari. Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullah mentions about the importance of sehri, the benefits of sehri. He said, first of all, it is the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sehri is sunnah. And then Rasulullah has encouraged us to make sehri. Why? He said the Ahle Kitab, Yahud and Nasara, when they fast or when they used to fast, they never used to make sari. So you should oppose the Ahle Kitab and have sari. Then of course he mentioned that it promotes sincerity in ibadah. Person makes sari, it gives such barakah that it brings ikhlas in his ibadah. Then he mentions it eliminates bad temper. When a person is hungry, see, a hungry man becomes an angry man. So what happens? He loses himself. But by having sari, then it will eliminate bad temper. And of course, sari also is a time when dua is accepted. Sari also is a time when dua is maqbool. Then of course, sahri is barakah. So the person naturally, obviously, he feels that I ate something, so his mind also understands that now I've eaten, I had some meals, so psychologically also, you feel some strength. If a person misses his sahri, then he feels, hey, today I missed my sahri, so I'm feeding my fast. So at the time of sahri, of course, you do not have to overeat. Eat whatever little you require to eat, that'll give you some strength, and inshallah, it will be easy for you to keep the roza for the day. My respected listeners, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, As-Siyamu Junnah. Fasting is a shield. Roza is a shield. Ma lam yakhruqha. As long as the person who is keeping roza does not tear the shield. He does not tear this protection that Allah has given him. How does he tear it? By making ghibah, by backbiting, by lying, by cheating, by indulging in sins. The limbs that we have, our eyes should be keeping roza from haram, our ears fasting from haram, our tongue especially abstaining from haram. So all our limbs should abstain from haram. If we do this, then this roza becomes a shield for us from the fire of Jahannam. This roza becomes a shield for us from the fire of Jahannam. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned that the object of roza is to conquer the dictates of Iblis, Shaitan, and our carnal desires. So, this is our purpose, and this is our what we are going to strive for, and what we are going to try our level best and endeavor to achieve is to conquer our carnal desires, to suppress our carnal desires. Very important, sehri iftar. We keep roza the entire day. What happens? We become greedy. And when we become greedy, many a times we overindulge, we overeat. And when we're going to overeat, this also increases the egos, the whims of the persons, of the person. The carnal desires of the person begin to increase when a person overeats. And you find many of our mashayikh, in particular, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah made mention of Hazrat Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah. He was a very great buzurg, extremely high caliber wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his sehri and his iftar was so little. Basically, it was just a few cups of tea, maybe a few dates. He would never eat like how you and I eat, with the different savories and the tarkaris we have, and the alim, and so many things. And when somebody asked him, Hazrat, you'll get weak like this. He said, I am experiencing such joy, such ecstasy of Jannah by remaining hungry and not overeating. So, this is when a person develops this type of quality within him, then he understands and he appreciates what he's doing. However, you and I are weak and we cannot do this. So therefore, I'm not encouraging us now to just have a few dates only for sehri and iftar. We won't manage. We won't manage. So for us, eat comfortably. All I'm saying, let us not overeat. Let us not overeat. The serious and stern warning that has been sounded to us very clearly in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man aftara yawman min ramadan min ghairi rukhsatin wala maradin lam yaqdihi sawm ad-dahr kullih wa in sanahu, that whoever breaks one day roza, he does not keep fast, he breaks his fast, without any valid excuse, without any shari'i excuse, without any sickness, then he can keep roza and fast for the rest of his life. He will not be able to cover up for that fast that he broke. Therefore, respected listeners, let us make sure, if we do not have any shari'i excuse, then we should not miss any roza or break any roza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat, respected listeners, elders. These are a few basic points, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan also. We will emphasize these few points and reiterate these points, so that inshallah, through the reminders that we get, we will try and perfect our roza, or try and beautify our roza, and make our roza as perfect as possible. Of course, we are weak, but we are going to try and do our level best. So again, what are the main points in the month of Ramadan? Abstain from all sins, be they major or minor. Let us not waste a single second. Every second of Ramadan is absolutely precious, full of barakah, like somebody throwing gold coins to us. Who's going to let one gold coin, a single gold coin, go past him? He will grab every single gold coin. Far more greater and precious than gold coins is the valuable seconds of the month of Ramadan. Then we do as much tilawa as possible. Quran, Ramadan is the month of Quran, and I promise inshallah, Allah give me tawfiq in the month of Ramadan, we will try and give one talk just on the importance of Quran, and especially the recitation in the month of Ramadan. We find in the family of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, they would finish Qur'ans daily, Qur'ans. The women folk also would read so much of Qur'an. So we should do as much as tilawa as possible. Then we should mix as little as possible with others. By less talking, we are controlling our tongues, and it will be a means of us refraining from sins. So a person won't be involved in ghiba, slandering, accusing, making fun of people, mocking. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, eat well, drink well, sleep well, but do not engage in much talk. Try and have very less talk in the month of Ramadan. Very important for us, respected listeners, that perhaps we may talk less in the month of Ramadan, but our social media, our WhatsApp messages, which unfortunately, most of us have fallen into this trap of shaitan, that we are engaged in this WhatsApp messages or whatever it may be, most part of our day. So what happens, you might not make ghiba by means of your tongue, but your fingers is doing the same thing. You are talking about some other person, and you are making ghibah to somebody else, or you are accusing some person, you are slandering some person, you enjoying creating disunity amongst the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. My respected listeners, what I am saying now, listen very carefully from the bottom of my heart. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has given most of us the opportunities to have tarbiyah, to be in the company, or have the guidance of our late, most beloved Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah give him the highest of stages in the akhirah. May Allah make his qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise. His entire life, there are so many beautiful teachings of his life. Each one of us can relate to those teachings and advices. It would cause him so much of pain to see the Muslims disunited. He could not see Muslims fighting, quarreling. I make this humble plea, even though I'm such a great or such a sinful person, the greatest sinner. I'm not just saying this for the sake of saying it, but genuinely. May Allah forgive me. May Allah cover my faults. May Allah hide my faults. I'm just a simple student of deen. I'm making this humble appeal. Myself also. All of us. Let us have a clean heart. Let us have no malice in our heart. Let us not make ghibah of others. Let us not slander others. Let us not engage in accusations. Let us not mock people. Let us not talk bad of people. Let us not engage in haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We are going to great difficult periods. What type of Ramadan are we going to enjoy then? If our hearts have become blackened with filth and hatred for one another, how are we going to stand together in Salah then? How are we going to gain from the treasures of Allah in the month of Ramadan? Do we want to be ash-shaqi man haruma fi rahmat Allahi azza wa jal? Do we want to be amongst the most wretched, most unfortunate people who are deprived of Allah's mercy? Why are we depriving ourselves? As Jabir radiallahu ta'ala used to say, إِذَا سُمْتَ, when you're fasting, فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكْ وَبَصَرُكْ وَلِسَانُكْ عَنِ الْكِذْبِ وَالْمَحَارِمْ, that when you are fasting, let your ears, your eyes, your tongue, refrain from lying and all haram. وَدَعْ أَذَا الْجَارِ, and refrain from causing pain to your neighbor. وَلْيَكُنْ عَلَيْكَ وَقَارٌ وَسَكِينَةٌ, let it be peace, tranquility prevail over you. You must be a calm person, a composed person. يَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ, the day you are keeping roza. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ وَيَوْمَ فِتْرِكَ سَوَا, let not the day of your roza and the day when you are not keeping roza be the same. No, the day when a person is fasting, there must be this difference. He must feel pious, he must feel righteous, he must feel the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he's abstaining from haram. He's not hurting any person. He's not slandering. He's not arguing. He's not making fun of people. He's not branding people. He's not calling people names. My respected listeners, perhaps nobody may listen to me. Maybe just one or two people will listen to me. All I'm asking for is, myself included, especially myself, let us forgive one another. Let us forgive one another. Let us have a clean and pure heart. Let us show that unity. How many homes, parents are not talking to the children. Husband is not talking to his wife. Neighbors are not on talking terms. Brothers are quarreling and arguing. Let us forgive one another. 15 of Shaban, we said the same thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq first. I don't think my plea is something which is against any law of Sharia. This is exact Sharia. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا. Don't have hasad for one another. Don't have bughz and enmity for one another. Our du'as won't be answered. Our rozas will be rejected. ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش ولا البذيء. A mu'min, a true believer, is not one who finds fault in somebody else. He's not one who curses others. He's not one who is lewd and indecent, vulgar, immoral. This is not a shan of a believer. May Allah forgive me and ask all of you to forgive me. Alhamdulillah, I've kept my heart clean. Even though many may have caused me pain, but I have forgiven you completely. May Allah always keep us on haqq and hidayat. May Allah do not deprive us of His wilayat. We can claim that we are friends of Allah. Only Allah knows who is His friend. Only Allah knows who is pious. Only Allah knows whose heart is clean. Let us beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, for His love, for His friendship. So in the month of Ramadan, contemplate over the past, make resolutions that, oh Allah, I am now going to be a true banda of yours, a true bandi of yours. And of course, the last portion of the night, Mubarak, at the time of Sehri, wake up. When we wake up, inshallah, we will have our Sehri, but also engage in some type of Nafil Salah, Tahajjud. and dua as I mentioned. Then inshallah the last 10 days of Ramadan, and we will discuss on that when the time comes, if Allah gives us tawfiq and hidayat. My respected listeners, all I am trying to instill in all of us is the love of Ramadan, to inspire ourselves to spend our Ramadan correctly. Ramadan in which we are gaining from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive us for any wrongs that we have said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create unity in the entire ummah. May Allah remove this waba that has come upon the entire ummah. May Allah forgive all the marhumeen that have passed on recently. May Allah give them the highest of stages in the akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our Quran become solid, especially the Hufadi Kiram. May Allah make the Taraweeh beautiful and easy for them. May Allah make our tongues be moist with His dhikr, tilawat of the Quran, with tawbah, istighfar, with durood and salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us generous people. May Allah make us nice people, loving people. May Allah make us examples for the whole world to see that these are good people. Muslims are good people. Islam is a true religion. My respected brothers and elders and mothers, we can do it. We all of us can do it. Inshallah, I've got great hopes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us through a test. But after this test, there is some ease. All Allah ta'ala wants from us to turn to Him. And let us go. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the Quran. Hold on to the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. United, inshallah. Let us not have fragments and become disunited. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in our hearts His true ishq and muhabbat, so that inshallah, whatever I have said, inshallah, this is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching the Quran, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. And let us forgive. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you wish that Allah forgives you? What happiness Nabi Kareem sallallahu will get, inshallah. And then you have Qiyamah, Hawdi Kothar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will see that you cause unity in my ummah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu will be happy. Let it not be such that Nabi Kareem sallam become naraz, that you created fitna in my ummah, you created disunity in my ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. May Allah give us a beautiful Ramadan. May Allah protect all of us from all type of shurur and fitan. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله ماري غناكم ما فرما ماري خطاكم ما فرما. يا الله do not turn away your nigga from us. My Allah, يا الله, we have written the kitabs. إذا تسابت أمتي سقطت من عين الله. When my ummah will fight and quarrel with one another, then they will be dropped from your merciful glance. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, we're making tawbah istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, too many days have passed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are away from your masjid, my Allah. Our hearts, ya Allah, attached to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have to show any person. We don't have to prove it to any person. Ya Allah, you know what is the reality, my Allah. You know what's in our heart, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us maqbooliyat, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. All the wrongs we have done in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you were tolerant, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not expose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from, forgive us for all the sins we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in public, in privacy. My Allah, you tolerated, you tolerated, you tolerated, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ignored your commands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we became brazen, my Allah. And we still committed sins openly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't show any botheration, any worry, any concern, my Allah. Ya Allah, now that we are, ya Allah, we are in this problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we realize our mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, this lockdown, this virus, this pandemic has made us understand, my Allah, our reality, my Allah. We have realized we are so weak, my Allah. And we depend totally upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized, ya Allah, you are our master. You are our creator. You are the nourisher. You are the cherisher. You are the most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are supreme, my Allah. You are the most loving, Allah. The most kind, Allah. Ya Allah, do not leave us alone now, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door. Ya Allah, we are making this humble plea, my Allah, knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got nobody else to help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we only turning to you, my Allah. Only to you, my Allah. Only to you, my Allah. Open your doors of mercy, my Allah. Open your doors of Harmain Sharifain and every masjid in the world, my Allah. Open your floodgates of mercy to us, my Allah. Allah, embrace us with your mercy and forgiveness, my Allah. That child, my Allah, who the mother spanked because the child was disobedient, my Allah. The mother had tolerated the child, but after the mother lost her tolerance and she spanked the child, she chased the child out of the home. My Allah, the child walked in the streets and it cried and cried, my Allah. But after some time, the child came back to the doorstep of the mother and knocked on the door and tapped at the door until the mother was overwhelmed by her mercy and love for her child. She opened the doors, she embraced her child, she hugged the child, she even shed those tears, my Allah, of love and forgiveness, and she cuddled her child, she placed her child unto her chest, my Allah. That mother, ya Allah, who you created, has showed that mercy to her child. Oh my Allah, you are arhamur rahimeen. You are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Ya Allah, this faqir has raised his hand. Many others who have raised their hands at this moment, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. We are the most sinful, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah, for whatever wrongs we have done. We are asking you, my Allah, because it is only you, my Allah, who can help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah has mentioned, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, we're not going to any makhluk, ya Allah. We're only turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you assist us. Remove all this bala and musibah that has come upon the entire ummah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, give us good health. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, grant them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, shafa'at of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hawdi kutu water from his mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun, waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim, wa tub 'alaina ya maulana. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected listeners, inshallah, we will be taking out our salah times and our programs for Ramadan, what we will be having, and inshallah you will be notified via this WhatsApp group. I make a special request, all of you remember me in your special du'as, and I'm making du'a for every person, inshallah, those who I know, don't know even. May Allah grant all of us the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.